and we'll make a game time decision on him. We're hopeful he'll be in the game.
If he does play, what does he add to this team that's playing pretty good lately?
Well, he adds experience, reach, weight, smart. You know, he gives us some big minutes. He really is a big part of a line that you put him with. He can handle people down low. He's really good in a lot of ways, a lot of areas. We've missed him. You know, we've managed to continue to play and win without him, but we've missed him. I mean, he's a good player for us.
Are you conscious of not having a letdown against this Carolina team?
Yes, I am, and we'll be ready to go.
What do you expect from them after you've seen them a couple times?
Well, you know, they've got a new coach, so that's a little bit different. They seem to be a little bit more aggressive on the forecheck. They won the game last night, so they'll be happy about that, everybody. But, you know, then they'll be resting today. They're not practicing today, so they'll be ready to go here. They'll want to get going on the right side of things, so I would suspect that they'll be ready to go. So we won't be taking them lightly, that's for sure.
You've taken over a team in the middle of an NHL season. What does that do for a club?
Yeah, but I took over I took over in February, so that's quite a bit of difference. Well, what it does for a club, it does different things, you know. I'll tell you what it can do for a team is that you can get invigorated, but you can see that the change has not helped a lot of the teams. What it does is it forces your players to eventually look at each other and say, well, they're not going to make another change. We better pick it up or get going. Eventually, it throws the onus back on the players, and a lot of times that's where it has to go. You know, sometimes it jolts you into performing better right away, but you know, when you take over early in the year, you still have hope alive that you can still make a run or get the playoffs or something like that. When you take over later, it's quite a bit different. You're closing it out, and it's usually at a period where your hopes are gone, so it's way different.
So, were you happy with the couple of practices you had here this week?
You know, it's been a long time since we practiced two practices for a game. We were talking about that today, so. Yeah, I was. We covered a lot of stuff, and I thought we had a hard practice yesterday. Today, I thought with some really good enthusiasm. I thought the guys were sharp today, so it was good. It was good. Yeah, really happy with a couple of days.
Coach, can I just get a comment from you about the maturation of Evander Kane since the start of the season till now, as he has become an offensive presence for you guys night in, night out?
Right. Well, the maturing of Evander's more or less been just through a process of experience. I think a part of it is being here, but the other part is he's just getting older. But what I liked about him is that just his play has been better in both ends of the rink. He's been way more responsible defensively along the boards through the neutral zone, and he's playing with confidence and he's shooting the puck more. And the other thing is that he's having huge impacts on the game, and that is really lending itself well to his line mates, because they seem like they are starting to feel pretty good about things. And so it's been kind of twofold, the success that he's had with his maturing, so it's really helped us, you know. And you know, we hope it continues. So that's the other part of maturing like that, is that you can go through streaks, but can you bring it every night, you know? And if you're going to bring it every night in games, you better do it in practice. That's where you eventually get your maturing.
And is he doing that for you right now, practice, games, everything?
Yeah, he is. He's trying to, you know. Like, I'm not letting him off the hook very easily, so I'm a little bit hard on him maybe.
Would you say the success of the stand hinges on tomorrow night's game?
I haven't looked at it that way, but, you know, the homestand is good. We've done good. You just don't want to stop. Like, it's not only the homestand, it's just winning. You know, when you win, you want to continue winning. And we're getting close to the line, and you want to get, you know, keep going. Now you're a game over 500, so that's a good goal. So, you know, you slip and you're back to, here we go again. And so if you can get some streaks going where you're doing well in 7-8 games, then that really helps you. You can get it to 10-11, you're really doing good. But your game's got to be good too, you know. So our game has been good. It has to continue, because we're going to have a good test tomorrow, and then going to Detroit will not be a real friendly place to go into either. So that'll be fun.
Goaltending plans?
Huh?
Goaltending plans?
Goaltending plans? Well, I don't know. The secret seems to be out of the bag with the information. No, I know.
What makes Friday a good start for the first?
Well, he's deserved it. He's played well. He's been strong, you know. He's played well against them the last time we played, and it's good to have him play at home. He needs to be part of this thing, and so, you know, he's ready to go. He's been practicing for it, so he's ready to go in the game. No, no. But he knew it was coming. He knew it was coming soon, and he knew it was coming either, you know, this game, maybe not, we'll see. But he knew it's coming around the corner, so we were preparing him to play. That's just out of respect. You have to help them out. He's getting his mind wrapped around where he's going to play, and we knew it would be one of those games, potentially this one here, so let's target that and see how it goes. And I knew after the game that he'd be playing. You know, there's just different factors. I mean, you know, you like him to play at home as well. I mean, it's, you know, not that it's, you know, his family would be there watching a little bit, but why can't he take part in the same stuff that other guys do? And then what do you want to do, throw him into the nest in Detroit? I mean, there's a respect factor you have to have with players, and you try to get too, you know, like, you know, I wouldn't feel real great if you throw me out there against, you know, Detroit, and then... Well, like, it's like throwing somebody to the dogs. I mean, how often do you want me to do that, you know? And then you look at your numbers and you're like, well, this is great, you know. I mean, are we trying to help players or what? So let's try and help them. That's what we're trying to do.